Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the, like, I say it all the time, and I mean it. It's the only way we win. Right? It's the only way we make a difference. You make a difference when you're involved and engaged. When you're not, well, so be it. I don't know what to tell you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, like I say, 5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You know, all right, we've heard it everywhere today. Donald Trump has been indicted. Shocked. Horror, I tell you. I mean, really, seriously, did you expect any different? This is what I'm talking about. You know, the left is getting even sneakier every day. Well, we sent the grand jury home. They're done. We really can't do much more with them. Well, they did, didn't they? And they knew exactly what they were doing. There's nothing new here. Seriously. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Get informed first, though. That would be really cool. Right? Donald Trump came out with a statement. Again, I love this. They have 30 counts against him. God only knows what they are. Now, according to Donald Trump, as he put on Truth Social today, he said these thugs and radical left monsters have just indicted the 45th president of the United States of America and the leading Republican candidate. They'll do anything to stop him. Anything. Because he was so bad for the country. I mean, you really have to be self-deceiving to think we're in a better place now than we were when Trump was president. These thugs and radical left monsters have just indicted the 45th president of the United States of America and the leading Republican candidate by far for the 2024 nomination for president. This is an attack on our country. It's the likes of which have never been seen before. It's likewise a continuing attack on our once free and fair elections. USA is now a third world nation, a nation in serious decline. He's right. Our dollar doesn't carry the weight across the planet like it used to. China is working its way pretty much into every market. I won't say we had control of, but we had influence over, which is how you maintain your strength. Are you just that dull that you don't see it? And I'd have to say, based on what I see in the education system, where I see some of these major cities across the country, where these kids can't even read when they get out of school, right? Can we just be serious about it? You know, if you really want to be honest about the whole thing, if you really want to stop as a Democrat or somebody on the left, even if you hate Trump, I don't care if you hate Trump, just remember something. What if the Republicans get power again? Is this how you want them to act? You've got solid proof about what Hunter Biden did, about what Joe Biden did, and you just don't even look at it. You don't care. You have Mrs. Clinton, who was told by a judge not to wipe out those emails on her server. What did she do? She did it anyway. Because she is above the law. She is the law. This is nothing but political persecution and election interference at the highest level. Trump says, from the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower and even before, I was sworn in as president. That's right. They wanted to impeach him before he even took office. The radical left, the Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking man and woman of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy and make America great again movement. Now, they don't want you, the people, to have power. You're too dumb to figure it out. Think about it. Think about how they treat the black community. Think about how they treat the black community from a standpoint of, you're too dumb to get a license. You're too dumb to find a DMV. You're too dumb to figure out where to get an attorney. And Joe Biden said that, right? You can't find attorneys. You don't know how to find CPAs to run your businesses. You're just too dumb to know. You know, and because you can't seem to find jobs or something, which is why the government has to give you money all the time. His words, not mine. I mean, seriously. You know, you remember it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? And then the Mueller hoax. Then Ukraine. I mean, all these things that they tried to point to Trump, which you're starting to find out, is that it wasn't Trump. It was Biden. You know, impeachment hoax won. They lost. The illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid. Right? They didn't raid any of their people. They never do. I mean, the fight that would have happened if they tried to raid Mar-a-Lago to drag him out of there in handcuffs. The Secret Service, they say they won't let that happen. I don't know how true that is. The Democrats have lied, and they've cheated, and they've stolen, and there's in this obsession to try to get Trump. Right? They've done the unthinkable. We are now becoming what Russia was. They're freer than we are at this point. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. And let me just bring him on because I miss him. He hasn't been on in a few weeks. Stop dancing. We're gonna get to it right now anyway. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. He's the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoe Loft, the Zopian Den, and I promise, as soon as things settle down for he and I, soulfoodradio.net will be back. So. You know, I think the second coming is like 3 or 4 days away if you live in California, because I mean we've been hit with rains, you know, the 100-year rains as they say. Let me see. We had hail. We've had snow. All my tomato plants are dead. That's it. I mean, if the tomato plants are dead, it's a sign he's right around the corner.
Oh, man, don't be messing with the basis for Italian food, man.
Right, see?
That,
you get it.
That is like that is one of the plagues, man. Oh, no. The prophecy of the tomatoes.
Oh, listen. You're gonna laugh at me, but you know where it is. You know where the scripture says when right is wrong and wrong is right, or we perceive that. And now what we had six Christians targeted and shot, and the victims are who? The transgender community.
Right, and the perpetrators are somehow us. This is our fault.
Yes. Yeah, we made it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And as the word says, woe to those who don't know good from evil, bitter from sweet, light from dark, man from trans.
You know, how did we get so turned around? You know, you have been with me in a couple of weeks and you know, I've been out and about doing things you know, for some family stuff, and I get to talking to people and even our brothers and sisters in Christ. That are like, you know, if we just turn down the rhetoric, if we just turn down the heat, if we just... No, they hate you. Do you understand? They hate you. Have you read your Bible? Matter of fact, you know what a Bible is. Can you give me a description? I mean, I'd like to know, because it's something they just don't get. It's almost like what was Neville Chamberlain, right? Yeah, so if we just disarm, if we just don't do this, if we're not aggressive, they'll leave us alone. Oh, yeah, they'll leave you alone, all right.
Yeah, the Bible, it's even on your phone, that thing that you guys are always staring at, you know.
Yeah, right?
Hey, man, yeah, because we got a lot of people who are either surprised by this stuff, or they're either surprised by it, or they don't know how to respond to it, except for being, just like you're talking about, like these appeasers and enablers, and Christ is about love and acceptance, so why aren't we, you know, accepting this? And man, but Joe, we've been warned about this for a long time, man. This was the perversion, and this perversion is becoming violent. And that's exactly what the Bible said. Leading up to the days of Noah, these perverts got violent, and they were ruling the world with their perverted violence. God had to wipe that out. Sodom and Gomorrah, oppressive, perverted violence. You know, that even the surrounding nations around them were just like, and they was heathens too. They're like, hey, God, can you do something about this? And we're seeing that these perverts, these sexual perverts, they're getting violent, and they are trying to rule over. They're pushing. They're on their way to rule over us.
You know, I keep telling people, you have this image of the devil, right, with the red horns and the tail, and you know he's smoking and smelly and all that. I don't even know, but you look at all of that, right, and you think about this. It's not that much of a dichotomy, right? It's like with Eve. Did he tell you, you know, he told you not to touch it? She said, even if we touch it. Well, that's not God's word. That was your word. You twisted his word, right? And that's going on all over the place. There was a meme up with a picture of Dolly Parton, okay, in all her makeup and clothing and stuff for the stage. And then there was a picture of a drag queen with kids. And this was obviously put up from the left. And it says, so when are we going to start... When will we start banning Dolly Parton because she dresses like a drag queen? I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, she's a woman, and she for the stage is putting on too much makeup, but that's her shtick. She's a woman. She doesn't pretend to be a man. She's not a man pretending to be a woman. She's not taking her butt cheeks and shoving them in, you know, 6-year-old faces and wiggling them all around the place, okay, or showing their junk or whatever. There's a big difference with you, but you see how they sell that? These are just people trying to make money. This is just, you know what I'm saying? We're seeing it everywhere. Same thing with boys and girls. No more boys and girls. They are dismantling every part of normalcy, every part of God's normalcy, God's foundational plan, and we're supposed to roll over and go, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're. It become quite the expert. It's natural to them to do what is unnatural and to switch things around and whatnot. I mean, Dolly's already been dressed the way that she did. They're modeling their dress after their. Hey, They're guilty of appropriation, Joe. It's like they've appropriated, right? They're appropriating Dolly's style. Dolly didn't appropriate drag style. They appropriated hers, you know? And same thing with Cher, you know? And Cher, you know, who's a left-wing loony as it is, it's like, you know, Cher, it's like one of those things where you might want to consider, you notice that a lot of men like to dress up as you?
Well, her, you know, I don't know, what was that movie with Robin Williams in it, right? It was a Miami drag queen place, and I can't remember what the name of it was.
The only thing I can think of is Birdcage.
That was it. Yeah, that was it, right? So when you looked at those are called drag queens / female impersonators, right? There was nothing crazy about them, if you would, obviously, other than the fact that men dressed up as women, but they were mimicking Liza Minnelli, for instance, and, you know, those kinds. They didn't look like the ones you see today, you know, and what have you. So it's kind of like, again, it's a slow perversion over a period of time. It's almost like you don't see it happening. You know, I mean, you got a whole jar full of M&Ms, and you don't notice they're missing until you get to the bottom one, because, you know, anyway. But you see what, it's small bites. Small bites in school.
They try to use like some nonsense about saying, well, you know, Bugs Bunny was he dressed in drag and all this sort of stuff. It's like, yeah, when Bugs Bunny did it, he did it to point out the absurdity of it. he was doing it to make fun of it, not to promote it. And Elmer Fudd was the idiot who was falling for it. We're acting like the Elmer Fudd idiots who are falling for this stuff as if it's a real woman. You know, we're not supposed to be Elmer Fudd, Joe.
No, listen, I don't know how far back you go, because I know you're a lot younger than I am. And just think about it, the days of Milton Berle, right? Who was that? Geraldine. I mean, we go through all
Geraldine.
These, right? What about them? That was in-your-face comedy, okay? Yes. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury in connection with a non-disclosure agreement paid to Stormy Daniels. Reaction coming in from that indictment, including from former President Trump's attorney.
This is
probably the most legally pathetic case that we've seen. Just knowing the facts as I know them, based on comments to the press by people like Michael Cohen, I think his sentiments are that this is the result of him leading in the polls.
One of Trump's attorneys, Elena Haba, speaking there. A jury has determined Gwyneth Paltrow was not at fault for crashing into a man on a ski slope in 2016. Utah retiree Terry Sanderson filed a lawsuit against Paltrow for $300,000, claiming she skied into him and left him with four broken ribs and a serious head injury. Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's take a minute to enjoy what I don't know what you would call them in this day. Cross-dressers, transgenders, transvestites. They just keep changing the meanings. I have no idea anymore.
And the devil kept calling me, and he kept telling me how good I look.
Ref said, I'm not going for that. Said, every time you do something wrong, you blame it on the devil. So you blamed it on the devil when you ran the car to the side of the church.
It was the devil. You wasn't there. How do you know? He grabbed the steering wheel out of my hand.
Ref said, well, why didn't you step on the brake?
Said, because when he grabbed the steering wheel, I tried to kick him. I can't kick him and step on the brake at the same time. Said, and we had a big fight. And that's why I was in the back seat when y'all got the call.
Ref said, well, how'd the devil get you to buy the dress?
She said, I was going out of here. And the devil sneaked up behind me. I heard him tip it to, you know. I didn't want to look around because I knew it was the devil, you know. The devil came up behind me. Said,
say, mama, look at the dress in the window. Said, that's your size, too. Said, it's on sale, too. Got a lot of them flowers in it like you like, you know. So why don't you treat yourself to that dress?
And I told him, you better cut that out, devil. I already bought two dresses this week. I'm not going to buy no dress. I'm not even going to look at it.
Devil said, well, why don't you try it on? So they're not going to stop charging nothing to try it on. And that's free. You owe yourself a try on.
I said, devil, you better leave me alone.
You know, so think about that. Little steps, right? Little things. Yep. Did he tell you really couldn't touch it? Right? I mean, think about that. Well, you're not buying the dress. Just try it on. It would look good on you. Make you feel good. And all I think that's how, again, that's how all this stuff made its way into the church. Where's the church in this? I there was an article this week. I don't know if I sent it to you. But there was an article this week about the fact that they now found that the translation of the Bible as it pertains to homosexuality, like back in 1946, you ready for this one? Was translated incorrectly. stop. And it's a constant swipe at God's word. It's a constant swipe at the realities of life. And now, you know, biology doesn't matter, right? Science doesn't matter. It's driving. Yeah, here we go. A 1946 document argues that Bible reference to homosexuality is misleading, and the words were mistranslated.
Just those?
God, right, that's the only place. Everywhere else, I guess we're good with thou shalt not murder. I mean, that one we got, that's okay. And, no, it's Nancy Pelosi this week. She doesn't agree with her bishops, and she thinks the Pope is out of line by, by you know, coming against abortion. And you go, my God, these people really do believe they're gods. And again, whether you believe in the Pope or not, she's supposed to. She's a Catholic. He's the head of her church, so to speak. Now you're going to tell the head of the church, right, what Scripture says? And then she went on to call him out because he wouldn't let women be priests. And you know why? Because he knows that the priesthood holds all the power. And you don't want women to have the power. I'm going, wow. I don't know. Could you drink enough? Could you smoke enough? Could you do enough coke to have these kind of mindsets?
Well, I guess Nancy is proof that you can't. gee, what did they put in this ice cream? I can't stop eating it. But, yeah, the Pope, I guess, who's supposed to be, she needs to decide on what he's supposed to be the vicar of Christ or the vicar of the Antichrist. He kind of seems to try to go both ways as far as that goes, the pervert. And, but, yeah, so these enablers of evil, and at least they have, like, something they have, they can show that they have a moral compass with, you know, as far as the abortion issue goes. But, yeah. You know, him having an opinion, you know, and the excuse of it is what he's speaking ex cathedra. Like, man, if you're supposed to be the vicar of Christ, you don't speak ex cathedra. Your opinion either squares with God and you only speak what God has written in his word, or you don't speak at all. It's like, just be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, your opinion needs to square up with God. And pretty much it does not.
No, I was going to kick out of the fact that, again, you know, as you and I know, it to your point, it has to line up 100% with God's word. You know, if you're sitting there teaching people and trying to help them understand, and you help them understand based on what God's already written, not what he should have written, but not what you think he might have thought when he was writing, and all of that. And that's what. But it's not just with him. Let's be, you know, fair and honest about it. There are many, many, many religions/denominations. That have their own spin on certain scriptures and books and that kind of stuff. So what we need the church to do is get back foundationally to the beginning of what it was called to do, right? And I'm not a believer that the only thing they're supposed to do is preach the gospel, because Jesus told them, you know, teach them everything I've taught you. So if that's the case, I don't think Jesus just taught about, you know, the gospel. I mean, he talked about finances, he talked about marriage, he talked about, you know, loving people and that kind of stuff. They should be teaching all that in church, and they stay away from it. And I think that's where the big problem is.
Yeah, and more importantly, I mean, because all those things are basically codified in who he is. You have to teach Jesus, and he builds that instruction in you. You read the word, and those things, they will be imparted to you as far as that goes. And I don't think a lot, and people aren't being taught that. They're being taught their religion, or they're being taught the ear-tickling stuff, or whichever, and they're having a worldly idea of who Jesus is, which is really just an idol that they've made that they call Jesus, you know? And that's what we end up getting.
Yeah, Evie, I don't know if you knew the guy or if you actually followed him at all, but I saw something on Evie Hill this week. Did you see that going around? Big, big black Baptist, spit in your face kind of, you know what I'm saying? He didn't sit in the front row in his church kind of thing, right? And something came up. Somebody just asked him the question. This was years ago. What color was Jesus? And you could just see the confused look in his face. He's like, what color is Jesus? Let's talk about the gospel. Let's talk about the love of Christ. Let's talk, right? He took them down that road. He wouldn't allow them to pigeonhole him anywhere.
Right.
And you see it today. You don't see those pastors doing that.
Hmm.
they try to come up with this whole explanation and all this other stuff, and he just took them right back around. Well, here's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on AB. I know when I get to heaven, I'm not going to be looking to see, where's Jesus? What color is he? That's not going to be the first thing out of my mouth, you know?
Yeah.
So, but
I mean, it's like, for them asking that question, it's so superficial for them to answer that question. It's almost like, are you really even ready to know that answer? Because there is an answer for it. There is an answer. Y'all ain't ready for it because I know that you guys want Jesus to be a certain color to appeal to your pride, you know, to appeal to your sense of self-esteem or something like that. You want him to be a certain color. And here's the thing, folks. The color of Jesus is actually very important. His nationality is actually very important because you have a lot of Christians. It doesn't matter what nationality is or what color. He's Jesus and he loves us. And it's like, no, those things are actually pretty important because he made the profile of himself for us to know. He's descended from Adam. He's descended from David. And both of their colors are described. You know, Jesus was ruddy colored. The Bible tells us in his profile that he was ruddy colored. Matter of fact, you've got a full profile of who Jesus is in terms of color and nationality. He's a Jew. And this is very important for us to know, folks. It's very important for us to know because you can't just say it doesn't matter because if that's the case, well, we can just make up who the Redeemer is. No, the Lord has given us a profile of himself. Stop trying to make him white. Stop trying to make him black. Stop trying to make him Chinese or anything like that. He's a Jew. Deal with it.
So say it so. No, seriously. I mean, look at, I've never focused on it. To your point, yes, it's important, but I've never focused on it because it wasn't. Maybe to me, it wasn't important. It was just, look at, are we talking about the love of Christ, or are we talking about the color of Christ? Are we talking about the love of Christ, salvation, the beating he took? Or are we more worried about what color he was when he took the beating?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
From where these people are coming from, no, it's not important. But to get to who he is, to fulfill the law, his nationality is pretty important. Can't just be anybody.
Well, yeah, that's true. We'll hit on that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with, well, Zoe and Joe when we return.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Bonco Rachel joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's got the Zoloft, Zopian Den, Anti-Fighty-Duddy Bible Study. And, you know, if I was a pastor, here's what I'd say to you. We were just talking about this off air. So you got a YouTube channel. You've got, you know, music on your website, the whole nine yards. And I still sit here and go to, why are you buying Beyonce's music? Why aren't you supporting somebody like Zoe and myself and others? Because you know where your money's going. You know who it's going to. You know how we're going to use it. I'm not going to use it to sponsor the morning, you know, wiggle your cheeks in front of the kids drag queen event. It's not what we're going to do with it. But for some odd reason, it's like these people who they hate what China's doing to us, they hate what this group's doing, they hate what that group's doing, so they don't buy from them, or they say they won't buy from them, they buy from them anyway. I mean, think about the addiction we have to Amazon, right? And you know where their money goes, you know what they do, you know who they give to, but we're so stuck on Amazon, we're screwed. It'd be like weaning yourself off a Coke, you know? But you need to support guys like Zoe. We need to support guys like me and Mike Lindell. You know, I talk about MyPillow.com using promo code Joe and all that. And I know some people giggle, but here's the thing. He gives money. He supports the causes you support. Okay? And he supports people like me. He is one of us, so to speak. And yet, you still want to go to Target and buy pillows made in China. It is... Do we have no stomach to fight anymore? Do we not believe in the God that created us anymore? I need help.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a confusing thing for me, you know, because Mike Lindell, he's manufactured, you know, his pillow, as far as I can tell, it's made here in America. But everybody else is saying, well, you can't manufacture stuff in America. I have an invention that I've been trying to get made for a long time, and anybody I try to get made from, even people who claim to be, like, full-on conservatives, they'll take a look at it and say, yeah, man, I got a contact in China. And I'm like, no, why do we have to do this in China? And Mike Lindell proved that, no, man, you don't. So why do we do that?
Right. Well, look, you're right. I know what the product is. I talked to two manufacturers out here. They said the same thing. Yeah, we can get this done in China lot for a lot less money. But I had the same problem with the coffee mugs. That's why I sell them, but I stop pushing them because people complain that the mugs are made in China. Okay, well, the regular mug's $14.99, made in China. Yeah, you're right. Or you can buy the American version for $24.99. You have to be willing to pay the extra money. Nobody wants to pay the extra money.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sorry, we backed ourselves into a corner. This is where we're at. And now you just need to deal with it. But again, are we willing to suffer for anything? Are we willing to give something up for... Stop buying Starbucks coffee. You'd be able to afford the coffee mug. Let me tell you what. God bless. It just... yeah, okay. Let me breathe.
Great point.
No. You know, I know that you and I probably aren't 100% the same page here, but I'm looking at what's happening to Donald Trump right now, okay? I had friends that worked in the White House at the time of his administration. Was he perfect? No. Did I think he was a stand-up person for Christ? No. But I will tell you that the people that worked there, I think you might even know some of them, were telling me it was one of the most pro-life administrations ever, that they would be allowed to. Nobody would stop them from praying before a meeting. There were all these things going on that you don't see at all right now. And we have another mutual friend that told me that they were on a conference call yesterday, and she called me and she said, Joe, this is the most demonic administration that has ever been in there. And she started telling me about some of the things they're talking about doing. They're sneaking an extra 40% of the budget in that budget money that they put aside in Biden's new budget for Planned Parenthood. And instead of giving it directly to Planned Parenthood, they're giving it to about 30 different organizations that feed into Planned Parenthood, and that's how they're getting away with it. They're going out of their way to make that happen. So I believe, to a degree, personal opinion, Jesus didn't tell me this, that the reason the attacks on Trump right now, the reason the things that are going on right now, is because if he gets back in the White House, if he does even half of what he had going before in cutting Planned Parenthood money and all of that, it'll just ruin their whole plan. I mean, we are the 2023 Sodom and Gomorrah of the planet. At least that's what I believe. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I don't. I'm not as sold on Trump as I used to be. Not that I can't say that I ever really was, because there's a lot of stuff. Don't get me wrong. I voted for him both times, and I'm not going to say that I voted for him enthusiastically, because the thing about Trump is that Trump doesn't know who the domestic enemy is. You know, we're supposed to be, you know, prepared to defend the country against enemies, both foreign and domestic. Talks a lot of tough talk when it comes to the foreign enemy, Korea, China, Russia, you name it. But as far as the domestic enemy goes, Trump doesn't have a clue. And he's not prepared. China is not the greatest threat to America. Democrats are. And Trump's not ready to deal with them. Trump is sitting at his house waiting to be arrested, man. He said he's waiting to be arrested. We got all these Democrats out there committing all these crimes all day long. They're guilty of fraud. They're guilty of flipping genocide, Joe. They're guilty of that. and they're getting away with it, just fully getting away with it, while our president is sitting and waiting to be arrested. He doesn't know who he can't protect America. He can't mobilize the forces to protect America from these people. He's already proven that. He didn't go in and drain the swamp. He didn't go, and he's not going to do anything about the deep state either. He ain't ready for that, Joe. I'm sorry. He's just not.
Again, I'm just throwing this out there because some of the stuff I think would happen was, do you really think he knew how deep the swamp actually was? Do you really think he knew how demonic, how bad, the kind of power they truly had?
That's not the issue. If he wanted the job as president, he should have known. He should. It's like, dude, that's what I'm saying. You don't know who you're dealing with, Trump. Don't know. And he used to be a Democrat. These people that, it's like, how is it that you're constantly surrounding yourself with people who stab you in the back? You can't even defend yourself in your own circle. Everybody out to get you. It's like, and like people who've been your friend for years, or you've employed for years. It's like, do you even know who these people are? They have to cut your throat, man. You know, so it's, I just think that, you know, Trump, he bit off more than he can chew. And if you're going to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, you need to know who the criminals are.
Yeah.
And I don't think he understands that Democrats are just straight up criminals.
No, I agree with you there. There's a Pollyannish kind of mindset that, no, not everybody's bad, not this and that. But, you know, look at these people. Look at the people that are in there. How long have they been in there? How much money do they have? How much did they go in with? You got to kind of use your brains to figure out what's going on all the way around. But, let me, you know, in all sincerity, in all honesty, who do you have? How are you going to fix this thing? How are you even going to attempt to fix this thing?
I tell you what, man, I see people be in denial about it, Joe, man, but I see it all the time. They think the salvation of the country is in Trump. Yeah. I see it's like, you know, people have banners, America or Trump, save America. Or, you know, it's like, he's not our savior. That's the problem. The salvation of America is not lying in Trump. It doesn't lie in our firearms. It's not in any of that. And I think people have this, like, misguided faith and hope about what's going to save the country. And it's like they're too sophisticated and too politically oriented to realize that the salvation of America is in God himself. It's in his word. And if we follow that, if we would humble ourselves before him instead of being so MAGA proud, you know, and just given over to pride, which the word says it leads to destruction.
Right.
If we would just be humble, man, and say, okay, let us have our steps ordered by the Lord, not depend on a politician to solve this. You know, we have to get out there and represent and be that salt and light.
I am a gazillion percent on board with you. And I wish we stopped doing this at the very last minute in the show. But the bottom line with it is we've let God go for so long. We've not made it a priority for so long. When you look at the numbers out there of people who truly believe that God is necessary in our society, the Christians, that God is active in their lives, necessary in our society. How many young people, even in the churches, that don't believe that God is involved? Yes, there's a higher power, but he's not involved in my day-to-day life. We have let that go tremendously. How do you get that back? How do you work the American people back into that light?
We got to walk it like we talk it, man. We have to, you know, well, I mean, man, we're dependent on all that, which we shouldn't be. We become dependent on all the avenues that the liberals own. And as I've long said, you can't be dependent on people without allowing them to control you. But we're dependent on the things that they own, you know, their platforms and stuff like that. So, you know, we need to be making our own. I don't want to sound segregation or separatist or anything like that, but, you know, this is one of those areas where it makes sense.
No, you're 100% right. Even those guys that go out and start their own platforms, even people that you and I know, where do they go? They go over to Amazon and they put it on their servers, and then they get it. We've allowed the devil to have way too much power in this stuff. Anyway, quick, tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you guys come there and become a member. It's free.
It's free. My God. Take you 30 seconds to sign up. Joe Messina, your host. Be back.